In this bulletin, Australia considers a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics, calls for the release of Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi, and in cricket, England's greatest wicket-taker James Anderson ruled out of the first Ashes test due to injury. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal government is considering a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics after the US confirmed it will be adopting the measure. Athletes will attend the event due to be held next February, but the Joe Biden administration won't be sending any government officials. The US says the move is being made over concerns about the Chinese government's treatment of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang and other human rights abuses. Employment Minister Stuart Roberts says a diplomatic boycott is under active consideration by the Australian government. Meanwhile, China says boycotts are outright political provocation. For the first time in nearly a decade, public school teachers and principals in New South Wales are participating in a 24-hour strike to protest against low salaries and high workloads. The New South Wales Teachers Federation says the strike is prompted by growing teacher shortages, which are forcing many educators to teach outside of their area of expertise. The group's president, Angela Gavrilatis, says urgent action is needed.
For 18 months, we have been trying to persuade the government to act on the teacher shortages. The government's own internal secret briefings describe that the shortages that are already upon us will get worse unless the government addresses uncompetitive salaries and unsustainable workloads.
Thousands of Victorians were unjustly denied a COVID-19 border exemption to return home to farewell dying loved ones, attend medical appointments, care for sick family members, or start jobs. That's the finding of an investigation by the Victorian Ombudsman into the state's border exemption scheme, which offered residents a pathway back from COVID-stricken New South Wales this year. Ombudsman Deborah Glass says the decision to shut the border to Sydney and other parts of New South Wales in July left thousands suddenly stranded and unable to get an exemption. Only 8% of more than 33,000 exemption applications were approved between July 9 and September 14. Australia has joined the United States in calling for the release of Myanmar's deposed, democratically elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, who's been handed a jail sentence after being found guilty of inciting dissent and breaking COVID-19 rules. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs called the ruling deeply concerning. Aung San Suu Kyi's sentence has been reduced from 4 years to 2 years, and she faces a series of verdicts that could see her jailed for life. The United Nations has also criticised the sentencing, with the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, condemning what she referred to as a sham trial. Ms. Bachelet's spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, says the conviction will only deepen rejection of the military's rule.
This comes a day after security forces in Yangon mowed down protesters in a truck and followed with the use of live ammunition against unarmed peaceful protesters. We call on the authorities to immediately release all those who have been arbitrarily detained, some 10,000 political prisoners. We also understand that some 175 of these individuals have already died in detention due to ill treatment and torture.
New analysis of household data shows income inequality in Australia has remained steady for the past two decades, while single parents and young Australians are more likely to be worse off. The latest Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia survey also shows home ownership rates have decreased, with more adults between the ages of 18 and 29 living at home. While homeowner debt levels have doubled in real terms to more than $355,000. In 2019, almost a quarter of children in single-parent families were living in poverty. And to sport and cricket, England's record wicket-taker James Anderson has reportedly been ruled out of the first Ashes test in Brisbane because of a calf injury. News outlet The Cricketer is reporting the injury is not serious but is not worth risking ahead of a long series in Australia. Pace bowler Chris Wokes is expected to start for England in the 39-year-old's place for the test starting on Wednesday. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny, 37 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne showers easing 16 degrees, Hobart shower to clearing 17. In Canberra showers 25, Wollongong much the same 24 degrees, Sydney shower to as well 26, similar conditions in Newcastle 27, Brisbane possible shower 29, Cairns showers 33 degrees and Darwin shower 2 with a possible storm 34. This is SBS News.